just fine. I've been moving on my whole life. Nothing new, just fighting through the strife. Another loss in another game. Another way to shake away the pain. You're one to get me through this.
Gary, I gotta give a shout out to Linda. Linda says she loves the show, and her favorite part is the new edition of Local Music Thursday. She asked me to play this one. It's a favorite from Hastings, Nebraska. This one's coming from Jordan. The band name is ROE. The song name is Finding the Right Time. It actually took me a little bit to find the song. But she called it out by name. She's like, I'd love to hear it today. So, Linda, we appreciate you listening to the show. And shout out to Jordan for this gem.
Now, your sports viewing tonight is multiple screens. You got baseball. You got the NFL. You got a college game. Chip Kelly, 1-5 against Stanford. David Shaw, 3-3. Do you think... And maybe they do, maybe they don't. That's called 50-50. If Scott Frost and Chip Kelly were having a conversation right now, what do you think would be the first topic that they would bring up? How many players have been jettisoned? What the transfer portal looks like? How the transfer portal has changed? New coaches taking over and trying to flip their roster? Offensive identity, quarterback, head scratchers, or praise? What would be the first topic if when they pick up the phone, they talk to each other? George, let's do a comparison here. If you had to come back in a different life, would you rather be Brock Osweiler or Matt Flynn? Two retired quarterbacks from the NFL. Would you rather be Brock Osweiler or Matt Flynn? Let me just give you their career arcs.
Okay. Let's.
Brock Osweiler retired yesterday. Retired before he's 30. Career earnings, $41 million. Never started a full season. Went 15-15 in his career. Threw 37 touchdown passes, 31 interceptions, and has a Super Bowl ring. Again, retired before the age of 30, $41 million. Would you rather have that career when you come back? Or Matt Flynn? Two-time BCS champ. One-time Super Bowl champ. Hang out behind Aaron Rodgers for a few years. Get into a game where everybody else is sitting out, and you play against Detroit, and you throw for 480 yards and 6 touchdowns. And then because of what you did in that game, Seattle thinks you're the franchise quarterback, and they give you a fat contract. You never start a game for them. As a matter of fact, you made $14.5 million of the 26 on that Seahawks contract. And never threw double-figure passes in your career in Seattle. Then you get to go to Oakland. You get to start one game in Oakland. And then you get to finish your career in Green Bay as a backup. Whose career would you want to have? Brock Osweiler or Matt Flynn? Both well-to-do. I noticed Matt Flynn, when game day was at LSU over the weekend, he was... in attendance. He was part of the weird, what was it, 09? Yeah, 09 LSU Florida game where Les Miles had fake field goals, punts, and everything. The Brock Osweiler career or Matt Flynn's career? I think I would take probably less damage on the body of Matt Flynn, more money in the checking account of Brock Osweiler. more if I'm going to say bust, Brock Osweiler. Didn't Brock Osweiler also have an incident outside of a pizza parlor?
I think so.
Okay. I don't think Matt Flynn ever had an incident.
No.
Okay.
But
he never had a viral TMZ video.
I don't know if you want a viral TMZ video, though.
I mean, if it helps your career.
I mean,
for some people, it's worked out well.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Sex tape, interview on the street by TMZ. Never know. Your career might take off, and you might have a show named after you.
Boom!
May or may not happen. I was speaking in generalities.
I think the easy choice, though, is Matt Flynn. Him, I mean, he's also got a Packer record for touchdowns in a game.
All right. Take your cheese head off.
But to say that you played on the same team as Bart Starr, Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers, and you have that touchdown record?
Didn't play with Bart Starr.
No. But like the team, like, you're right. Okay.
Brock Osweiler played with Peyton Manning. He got to have John Elway as his general manager.
Fantastic.
$41 million. That guy's a legend. He's retired before the age of 30, and his body probably feels pretty good.
Oh, he feels great.
Yeah, 15-15 as a quarterback. He never had to start a full season. They're doing pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good money.
That's got to mess up with your head, though.
Why? Well, you feel guilty?
I mean, no. I mean, you expect, when you go to the NFL, you expect to get some playing time. And this goes for both of them. You expect to get some playing time, and then you're like, all of a sudden, you're like, okay, this is my opportunity. This is my chance. Then all of a sudden, whatever happens, and it's taken away from you.
All right, who had a better Bronco career, Tim Tebow or Brock Osweiler?
Oh.
Tim Tebow's got a playoff victory.
A sweet one, too.
You think Bronco fans, because I'm just now going to go all in, because we got a big game at Mile High tonight.
Man, shut up. Okay.
The resident Bronco fan, he got in here, he didn't want to engage, as you saw in any of the talk about tonight's game.
Absolutely none.
I don't know if he's scared or not. Maybe he's focused on his general manager, John Elway. Can Bronco fans, because John Elway, the quarterback, stands alone. But John Elway, the executive, the pressure and the criticism is real. In Denver, they can't find a quarterback. And then you will get the all-time John Elway defenders that have a number 7 jersey underneath their clothes every day of the week, that because of the current turnaround, where the Broncos have won a couple of games, that's because of the John Elway players that he brought. I think I find it more that Bronco fans, as much as John Elway has meant to that franchise, and how when you think of the Broncos, John Elway is one of the first people you think about, can separate John Elway, the quarterback, from John Elway, the executive, who, if Peyton Manning doesn't show up, does he have a Super Bowl as an executive?
Oh, that's a great question. Great question.
Oh, you've got some support here. Randy says, I would take a Matt Flynn career. Got to play in one game, had a monster game, and I got paid from it. But you did lose your starting quarterback job to Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
You also, so Matt Flynn in his career has lost his starting job to Russell Wilson and Terrell Pryor.
Oh, man. The ladder on that one.
All right, 12:32. More on tonight's game between Kansas City and Denver. Huge game for both teams. Even bigger, in my opinion. It's going to ruin my weekend if it doesn't come out well. Kansas City and Denver, a game that you'll hear tonight here on The Zone after the Husker Radio Hour out of Deja Vu, 178th Pacific. Tonight, Matt Verzal will join me. He'll have some thoughts. If you heard him on Monday of this week, he had some thoughts. He'll have even more thoughts tonight on where Nebraska is halfway through the season. So that's coming up, and then we'll have Thursday night football between the Chiefs and the Broncos. If you want Mitch Holtis over on 1290 is where you can find it. We come back. Sticking with sports, but more on the media side, is the multicolor newspaper going to go away? There's the possibility that the next time you check into a hotel and you're looking for that complimentary newspaper, the USA Today will no longer exist. That's a real possibility. Who would have thunk that? Or maybe we should have seen it coming. 1233, it's the Gary Sharp Show on a Local Music Thursday. More local music next.